This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Power Watch. You're listening to Power Watch.
Power
Watch. You know, I find it very interesting indeed that as we continue through this election season, there's no end in sight for these interest rate cuts, right? There's no end in sight for whether or not they're actually going to get done. Probably won't, at least if we look at the situation today. You gotta believe, folks, that at the Biden campaign, and certainly at the White House, the basement of the White House, they're not happy about any of this stuff because they're baking in the fact that they can say, we've got interest rate cuts and the economy's going. So right now we have to kind of get this notion, I guess, that the economy is strong, but interest rates can stay high. And it's going to be really hard to do a lot of things. But the economy is strong, and there's all these jobs, and there's all this stuff. And manufacturing is great. In other words, you know, it's more of the same, more of the kind of don't believe your lying eyes strategy that the Biden campaign will continue to employ, at least in my estimation. Folks, welcome back to the program, hour number two, beginning right now, launching into the stratosphere. As always, it's a great Thursday morning. We hope that you've got some great plans today, but thank you for taking time to be with us here on the show this morning. It really does mean a lot, and it's going to be chock full. We've got all kinds of stuff to tell you about on the program this morning. Certainly the Mayorkas impeachment trial, which is now not going to be a Mayorkas impeachment trial, at all, because it was all declared unconstitutional. Isn't that nice? Well, this from Newsmax. By the way, folks, if you'd like to opine on the program, 949-822-7959 is the number to call. That's 949-822-7959. You can also head over to my website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com, if you'd like to send us a direct message this morning. Always welcome. All right, so this from Newsmax. Constitutional law expert Alan Dershowitz told Newsmax on Wednesday that the, quote, Democrats are 100% correct in dismissing all the articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, that all these articles that of impeachment, quote, that don't allege treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors. Remember, he says, now this is Dershowitz talking, these same Republicans supported my argument, meaning Dershowitz, when I argued for Trump in front of the Senate, saying he wasn't charged with impeachable offenses, Dershowitz said during an appearance on Wake Up America. Neither is Mayorkas, he says. They can preserve the perjury charge, but these charges that he failed to obey the law, that he failed to administer the law, they're not constitutionally permissible, and the Democrats are 100% right in dismissing every one of the charges that doesn't fit the constitutional criteria for impeachment. Says the Republicans shouldn't be allowed to play politics with this by taking one position when Trump was impeached and an inconsistent position when Mayorkas is impeached, he said. Well, and typically, you know, especially of late, we've always, you know, talked about Alan Dershowitz, sort of lauded the things that he said. He does call out a lot of things, I think, very correctly. This is very interesting to me, to say the least, in terms of whether or not this is even possible to do with Mayorkas. But it seems to me that if your one job, I know I'm oversimplifying it, but if your one job is to enforce the law, it's the president's job, by the way, to enforce the law. And if you don't enforce the law, isn't that wouldn't that be an impeachable offense? Because whatever it is you're supposed to be doing isn't getting done. It's not getting done because you're incompetent, per se. That's not the charge. It's that it's willfully being done. Let's listen to Senator John Kennedy from the Senate talking about this very thing. Well, I think we got something else going on there. We're going to see what that is. But I'll tell you one thing, folks. We will get back to John Kennedy here in just a moment. But I'm telling you, whether or not this is an impeachable offense, I think maybe the Senate should also decide that. I mean, you know, sort of touche to Dershowitz. Isn't that what the Senate Democrats would have thought about Donald Trump? When they say, well, let us hear the evidence, that might also be something that's going on there, don't you think? And that's what I think. And I think that at some point maybe they should just hear the argumentation and make up their own mind on it. All right, I think we've got Senator Kennedy going here. Let's listen in. I said in hour number one, I think it bears repeating just as a public service announcement, and that is, I was marked safe from any falling debris from the Chinese rocket that exploded over California, but I will continue to look up and make sure that, you know, nothing's happening, this kind of thing. But as I said in hour number one, and again, I think it bears repeating, we might be safe from a falling Chinese exploded rocket. I did say 2004. Then the chair asked if he wanted to amend it. He did. He said, well, maybe 2004 would be even better. But certainly he amended it to 2024. There was a second. I don't, obviously, this I'm sure didn't pass, obviously. But what he's saying, what I think is the relevant part here, is that if you're talking about a felony, again, does that not become a high crime and misdemeanor? That's a really good question. But again, I guess the big question is, why couldn't the Senate make that determination? And the answer to that is not necessarily Alan Dershowitz, but it's Chuck Schumer. All right, folks, stay right there. We are coming right back. Got a lot more to talk about here in hour number two of the program. Don't go anywhere.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I'm Pittsburgh, because of, and I really mean it.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Did I say the program is chock full this morning? Well, I really mean it. It certainly is chock full this morning. We've got all kinds of things to talk about. And we're glad that you're there. 949-822-7959 is the number to call. If you'd like to opine on the program this morning, you can also head over to my website, kylewarrenshow.com, if you'd like to send us a direct message. Well, there's a very important message being sent out, shall we say, and this has to do with classified docs, classified documents, and no, not those documents that were at Mar-a-Lago, but those documents that were in the garage next to the vet. I still can't get over that. This from the New York Post. Representative Mike Waltz, Republican of Florida, on Wednesday called for a damage assessment to be conducted after viewing portions of the classified documents President Biden stored in the basement of his Delaware home. I just reviewed a portion of Biden's classified documents that were taken from his basement by special counsel Herr, the Florida Republican wrote on X. The material in the documents, which date back to Biden's long tenure in the Senate and his 8 years as vice president, was still pertinent to existing threats, according to Mr. Waltz. They were highly classified and relevant to current national security threats, the House Intelligence Committee member said. We need an immediate damage assessment from the intelligence community, he added, calling on federal agencies to review the risks to the nation that Biden's mishandling of the documents posed. The documents viewed by Waltz were related to intelligence community-derived information provided to Biden and lawmakers and are still fighting access to the White House-derived classified memos and documents, a person familiar told the Post. In March, Special Counsel Robert Herr announced that he had opted against leveling criminal charges against the 81-year-old president over the scandal, in part because Biden would come off as, quote, an elderly man with a poor memory at trial. Her's investigation uncovered that Biden, quote, willfully retained and disclosed classified materials as a private citizen. And, of course, the White House would have you believe that, no, there's nothing there. It wasn't a big deal. They're not prosecuting. There's nothing more to see here. Move along, right? These aren't the droids you're looking for. They're trying that. but that their Jedi mind trick doesn't work on us. Number one, because they're not Jedi Knights. I think that's obvious. And again, you know, we're too strong-minded to fall for such a thing. Well, these sounds like these are the droids that we're looking for at this point. Again, an elderly man with a poor memory. Her's investigation, again, he willfully retained and disclosed classified materials as a private citizen. Those materials included, one, marked classified documents about military and foreign policy in Afghanistan. Two, notebooks containing Mr. Biden's handwritten entries about issues of national security and foreign policy implicating sensitive intelligence sources and methods, special counsel report stated. Investigators found that Biden stashed documents classified up to the top secret sensitive compartmented information level in boxes at his office at the Penn Center and think tank in Washington, D.C., his Wilmington, Delaware garage, right next to the Corvette, of course, and in unlocked drawers and cabinets in the basement den of the home. Yep. So again, now, does this, my friends, does this seem unreasonable to you? Does this seem unreasonable that there would be a damage assessment of the mishandling of these documents? You know, I'm not talking about another trial. I'm not, I could lead to that, right? One might think. But doesn't this sound reasonable? It doesn't sound unreasonable, because I'm guaranteeing you, if a Democrat representative stood up and said, any stuff at the Mar-a-Lago resort or the Mar-a-Lago home of Donald Trump, we got to make a damage assessment of that. Most of the Democrat Party elite would be saying, absolutely, it would be a big deal. So why not just be even-handed about it? Well, you never know. Don't hold your breath on that. Also, folks, there is the FBI, by the way, is issuing a critical warning about a pervasive scam sweeping across the country. Now, you know, a lot of times, we try to tell you, especially if there's some weird thing like this happening. Americans are being targeted. This is from Fox News. Americans are being targeted by a sophisticated series of SMS phishing or smishing attacks that bait them with fictitious unpaid road toll charges. Okay? The smishing scheme has been active since last month, duping thousands of people, as reported by victims to federal authorities. The FBI's Internet Crime Complaint Center has documented a significant influx of over 2,000 complaints detailing deceptive texts that impersonate road toll services from various states. The investigations reveal that these messages are uniform in their deception, falsely asserting that the recipient is delinquent on road toll payments. These communications aim to manipulate individuals into clicking on links that are ingeniously designed to mimic legitimate state toll service websites, complete with fluctuating phone numbers to elude detection. And again, you know, this is one of those things that, you know, especially if you have a toll road account. And here in Southern California, we do have those. I do drive the toll roads from time to time. And yes, you have an online account, and your account fills up, and then it gets deducted every time you go through the little sensor, and everything should be fine, especially if you're on an auto pay kind of a thing. But I have not seen this particular scam, but I have seen others. And a lot of times this is one of the ways that hackers can infiltrate into corporate networks or private networks or infrastructure in the country because somebody gets an email, let's say, that looks really legit. And it says something like, you know, okay, your email is going to be turned off unless you click here and make your payment or some other such thing or some other kind of critical problem that you'd want to fix like right away. But if you get stuff like that, always be on the lookout. Always, think twice about it. Make sure that you have, you can try to verify that. Sometimes you get something from another person, and it could be a friend of yours, and it says something like, hey, I saw this funny video and thought about you. If it doesn't sound like something they'd say to you, just call them first and say, did you send me a funny video that you thought about me about, you know, this kind of thing. And it would probably save you a lot of trouble later on. But not just for scams where they're simply looking to get a payment on something, but can also be state actors. And that's one of the things you always just have to be on the lookout, as with anything in the rest of the world. But again, this is evidently the FBI feels that this is important enough to get out there so people know. So definitely, especially when it comes to toll roads or if you're paying tolls in any way and you get some kind of funky message, make sure that that you check it out first before proceeding. I think it might save you a lot of heartache. All right, folks, once again, 949-822-7959 is the number. We're coming up on the bottom of the hour break here in just a few moments. But when we come back, we'll take your telephone calls, we'll take your direct messages, and we're gonna continue with all the stuff happening in the day's news. And then coming up just a little bit, we'll be talking, of course, with Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. But folks, a growing number of investors, this is from Yahoo Finance News, a growing number of investors believe that the U.S. economy is headed for a, quote, no landing scenario. My goodness gracious me, what is a no landing? It's a hard landing, a soft landing, now there's no landing, in which inflation, this is what evidently it means, in which inflation doesn't reach the Fed's 2% target, but the U.S. economy keeps growing. 36% of respondents to Bank of America's Global Fund Manager Survey released on Tuesday said they believe the most likely outcome for the global economy in the next 12 months is a no landing. This was a noted move higher from the 23% who saw the outcome a month ago and the highest level seen since June 2023, the earliest date of B of A's graph. Well, I don't. What does that mean? Well, I think it means we keep flying around and around with no landing and no end in sight. High interest rates. Yeah. Bidenomics is so successful. Folks, stay right there. We are coming right back. Kyle Warren with you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. More details are emerging about the seven individuals chosen for the jury in Donald Trump's New York trial. The foreman hails from Harlem and works as a salesman. The jury also comprises an oncology nurse, an IT consultant, a software engineer, a charter school teacher, and two lawyers. Jury selection will resume Thursday. The leading Democrat and Republican on the House Oversight Committee are at odds over the potential impeachment of President Biden. Maryland's Jamie Raskin and Kentucky's James Comer got into a heated exchange during a hearing on China. China Wednesday morning. Raskin challenged Comer to justify the ongoing impeachment inquiry into the president. A veteran NPR editor, Yuri Berliner, has resigned after bringing attention to alleged widespread liberal bias within the organization. Berliner had been suspended for implying a decline in open-mindedness and trust in NPR's reporting. John Schaefer, USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user. $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Impossible to go near the sun. The moon is more manageable.
You're listening to Kyle Warren. Yep, that's right. The moon is more manageable because you can actually land on the moon. It's not made of gases. I just can't get over that, my friends. I still can't. So we have to sort of bring it back every once in a while, just so that we know that that we got it right, and Sheila Jackson Lee has got it wrong. There's no doubt about it. All right, I'm gonna qualify that. She is correct that the sun is a mighty powerful heat. I think we can all agree on that. Okay, once again, folks, welcome back to the show. Kyle Warren with you, of course. Much more to talk about and tell you about as we head through this Thursday edition. We hope that you got some great weekend plans as well. I think it's going to be the first weekend in a while in my neck of the woods in Southern California where it's not raining. And so that's actually good because, I don't know, we've had a lot of rain. And, yes, we do need the rain. And, yes, we do need the water. But it's nice if it doesn't rain on Saturday. I'm just saying, if it's going to rain, you know, rain during the week. And then Saturday comes, and then we can actually do something. We can have some fun. All right. So once again, folks, 949-822-7959 is the number to call if you'd like to opine on the program this morning. And you can also head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you would like to send us a direct message this morning. We've got John Kirby, this is actually from a couple of days ago, I think, but very relevant in terms of what did the White House know and when did it know it? I think that's a very good question. Let's listen in to John Kirby talking about the idea that we knew the Iranian attack on Israel was imminent. And so, you know, and something's getting to me, too, these days about John Kirby. John Kirby, I think, is maybe starting to get a little bit addled about things, because it seems like every time that he's at the podium there, it's no longer sort of answering questions like, you know, sort of in a very straightforward way, you know, talking like something like this, like, you know, the Iranian government gave us these sorts of indications. So therefore, we decided to move things into the region. And whether or not it's blah, 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 you know, in other words, he's not kind of talking like that. He's always talking like, well, look, okay, well, wait a minute. Oh, hold the phone. Okay, wait a minute. Now, really? Is that really what they said? I don't know. Now, you ask me, if you're asking me about, you know, this kind of stuff. And I think it's a little too sing-songy, you know, a little too song and dance, because I think he knows that, you know, this kind of scrutiny is no fun. He doesn't want this scrutiny. Let's listen in.
You understand the reason why the question about advanced knowledge, because the president did come back early, and I think it's...
I never said we didn't have an advanced sense of what I said was. We didn't get that sense from the Iranians sending us a telegram.
Right. But as Peter asked, I believe, we were told not specifics, but that something was going to occur.
No. It's not about being told. I think you all understand. We have lots of tools and vehicles through intelligence and other information methods to glean a picture of what an adversary may or may not do. Now, sometimes it's right. Sometimes it's not 100% right. We had a good sense of what Iran was planning to do, and we achieved that level of situation awareness on our own and working with our Israeli counterparts. The notion, the idea that Iran sent us an email or picked up the phone and told us what they were planning to do is just ludicrous. It didn't happen. I don't know how...
I don't think we had that notion. I'm pretty sure I didn't, but at any rate, John Kirby trying to explain to us that they had some notion. Well, I'm sure they did. Don't they have, like, satellites, and don't they have, like, other kinds of intelligence gathering? And, you know, they did bring the president back early. They did bring him back to Washington from his vacation, quote unquote, you know, his days off or whatever, because they knew that something big was in the offing there. All right, well, folks, once again, 949-822-7959 is the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. The University of Southern California cancels its Muslims valedictorian commencement speech, citing safety concerns. What was supposed to be a time of celebration for Asna Tabassum, the University of Southern California's 2024 valedictorian, has turned to disappointment after the university denied her the chance to give a speech at a commencement over security concerns. Over the past several days, discussion relating to the selection of our valedictorian has taken an alarming tenor. This coming to us this morning from CNN, by the way. USC Provo Andrew Guzman said in an online campus-wide letter, the intensity of feelings fueled by both social media and the ongoing conflict in the Middle East has grown to include many voices outside of USC and has escalated to the point of creating substantial risks relating to security and disruption at commencement. Tabassum, a first-generation South Asian American Muslim, would have delivered her speech at the graduation ceremony on May 10th. It is an honor Tabassum is no stranger to. She was named valedictorian for her high school in May 2020, but due to the pandemic, never got to deliver a speech, she told CNN on Tuesday. But, you know, again, you've got the tensions raging in the Middle East, the article says, as Israel's war in Hamas and Gaza has yielded a dire humanitarian crisis, while stoking angst across the world as supporters of Israel and Palestinian advocate online and in the streets, many in support of a ceasefire. But, obviously, you know, it's getting to this point, my friends, where especially when we've seen these demonstrations in, for example, Dearborn, Michigan, and so forth, it seems like any of these big gatherings, especially if there's any kind of catalyst I'm not talking about this individual, but the idea of the war with Hamas, the general state of affairs, and so forth. I wouldn't be surprised if you don't see all kinds of protests popping up at these commencement ceremonies, wherever they may be. By the way, I mean, goodness gracious, so you had stuff happening at the Oscars. It's unfortunately you get these terrorist sympathizers or these political agenda types, and they see, well, there's going to be a gathering here. It's time to have some kind of big demonstration. And to a great degree, it's kind of like, well, why don't you just let people have their commencement, have their event, or just go shut down the bridge? Because I really don't think, my friends, that doing that kind of thing actually does anything. I don't think it wins hearts and minds. I don't think that it makes somebody stop and say, you know, I have to reevaluate everything I've thought about the world, about the Middle East, about our relationship to Israel. You know, I don't think it makes people do that. I think what it makes them do is it makes them get more angry, and it causes more division. And I got to tell you, if they try to shut down that bridge and say, you know, hey, you know, don't prosecute Donald Trump or close the border or stuff like that, that would have generated a massive, massive outrage, not only from the ladies on The View, but I think from all the, you know, the left-wing media, all those types. They would have been saying, look what was happening. These people don't care about people who have to get to their job. They're hardworking people. They have to maybe get someone to the hospital. They're, you know, going into labor or something like that. Something is happening, and these MAGA people or whatever, and they would kind of, you know, try to dehumanize them a little bit as well, I'm sure. And they would say, we just got to stop these people anyway. They just take matters in your own hands. You know, that's exactly what we'd be hearing, because there's a double system going on, obviously. Me, I don't think we need to stop a bridge, let alone the Golden Gate Bridge. I don't think that kind of stuff is really effective. But what happens is that it's no longer, as I said, people don't start to reevaluate their whole life by saying, "But if you stop the bridge." The only way you get people to reevaluate something, just in a general sense, is by communicating with them, by engaging with them, by talking about things in the marketplace of ideas, by making an argument. I had a professor back in college completely would disagree with everything, I'm sure, that we're talking about here on this show. But the one thing he did say, and this is in the Wayback Machine, said, make an argument. That's your job as a student. You write your term paper, make an argument. But that's not acceptable these days, is it? Folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast?
We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
I'm Pittsburgh, and I really mean it.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. And we've got a lot more to tell you about and talk about as we continue through the program this morning. And there's never a shortage, by the way. The world does see to that. It really, really does. Especially as you go through the day. And people ask me, well, what do you do for show prep and so forth? Well, I do have a few sort of regimented things that I do, but a lot of times you're always kind of got your ear out throughout the day, and certain events happen or certain news things come down the pike or whatever. So you're always kind of got an angle for that, and so you're listening to the news or you're getting the events and so forth, and it kind of starts. Percolating in your brain. that's for sure. But what always amazes me is there's never any shortage of things to talk about. And it doesn't always have to be the most earth shattering thing, but it's certainly, there's always some kind of interesting thing that starts occurring that we end up talking about here on the program. So once again, folks, welcome back to the show. Of course, glad to be with you. We'll take a quick look here at our weather, severe weather and isolated flash flooding for the Great Lakes, Ohio Valley this evening. That threat shifts to the Ohio and Middle Mississippi Valleys and Southern Plains on Thursday. Warm to hot temperatures across the southern U.S., chillier weather spreading southeast from the northern Rockies and plains. Showers and thunderstorms will continue to develop into the evening along and ahead of a cold front now advancing eastward across lower Michigan and the Ohio Valley. Some of these storms may become strong to severe, producing damaging winds, large hail, and a few tornadoes. So be careful of that. Be watchful of that. In addition to severe weather, locally heavy rainfall and isolated flash flooding are concerns as well. We did get a great message here from a driver, Ron, in Denver. And he writes in, he says, good morning, Kyle. We have drizzle and 36 degrees here at Mile High. This is praying for no snow. So tired of snow. I'm sure that you are. And this is something we don't experience, obviously, in my neck of the woods. But certainly be careful out there, especially driving. No doubt about it. It's a very, very different kind of experience that you have when you really do have snow. Mrs. Professor grew up in Michigan and had to learn how to drive in the snow and so forth. So if ever we encounter those conditions, she is the go-to. There's no doubt about that. All right. So once again, folks, it's time for our Throwback Thursday. And speaking of Ron, he had a request last Thursday. We got a couple of different requests, so we split them. But his request was also a song from our bumper catalog here on the show. And so now is the perfect time to play that one. This is Throwback Thursday, and this is quite a good throwback, I think. One of the best. And, you'll recognize this. Maybe no introduction is necessary on this. Right there, my friends. Little Jumpin' Jack Flash. And it's pretty cool, I'll tell you that much. All right, so once again, folks, Throwback Thursday, and that was a lot of fun, of course, because, well, it's the Rolling Stones, and, of course, Miss Charlie Watts a lot. There's no doubt about that as well. But, folks, we got Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook joining us right here, right now. We're going to find out what Denise thinks about everything having to do with that Mayorkas trial, plus much more. Good morning, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Well, high crimes and misdemeanors. Is that something that we know it when we see it? Or is it blatantly unconstitutional for the House to have brought the charges over to the Senate?
It's never been done before to not hold a trial. And the Democrats collectively, under the leadership of Schumer and probably a lot of other outside influences, including the White House, decided that because an impeachment trial would have been televised, that they don't want the rest of the country to know how bad this administration has violated the national security and safety, money, and law when it comes to immigration. So they didn't bother to hold a trial.
Right.
So yeah. They are approving, essentially, every single Democrat virtually approved the lies, the waste, fraud, and abuse of the Department of Homeland Security.
Alan Dershowitz came out and basically said the Democrats are 100% correct. That's his statement. They're 100% correct in dismissing the articles, all the articles of impeachment, because they don't rise to high crimes and misdemeanors, evidently. And again, this is to me, Denise, I think the founders would have enumerated these high crimes and misdemeanors if it was just some short list. But I think they wanted to leave it to be something that, well, this is very detrimental. This is, you know. And, of course, when they said high crimes and misdemeanors, they didn't mean necessarily misdemeanor like we have today, you know, that kind of thing. But wasn't it more or less, I hate to say open to interpretation, but it was one of those things, again, where you know it when you see it.
Look, you'd have to have 67 votes in the Senate to confirm the impeachment and remove the man, okay? You would never get the 67.
That's true.
So, I mean, he was, from that aspect, he wasn't going anywhere. But America deserves to know the volume and the depth of what this administration has directed the Department of Homeland Security, Health and Human Services, FEMA, handful others, the mission to make immigrants a protected class and to keep them a protected class. So,
indeed,
that's where we are.
Well, I'll tell you what, Denise, stay right there. Folks, we're coming up to the top of the hour. It means we're going to hear the top of the hour news. We'll get updated on everything. We'll come right back. We're going to talk about everything. Much more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Kyle Warren with you. Don't you dare go anywhere.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government, or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.